Chapter 6. Janine, I gulped as I watched the beautiful redhead start to undo her towel. You don't have to do that. It's not like seeing you naked is going to make us even or anything like that.
That's not what this is about at all, Carter.
Janine whispered with a warm smile.
You're the first guy in years to ever see me for who I am and not what they want me to be.
What do you... I began, but she quickly cut me off.
You don't just see some attractive woman who needs to fuck off with the crazy paranormal stuff. That's what every single person in my life has told me before, you know. In some shape or form. They think I'm a joke because of my field of study. One guy even straight up told me I was wasted potential and that if I could get my act together and study something real, I would amount to so much more in life. I dumped his ass the next day.
You're not wasted potential. You're the best damn paranormal archaeologist I've ever met.
How many have you met?
Janine raised an eyebrow. One, but that still means you're the best.
Thank you. But this is what I'm talking about. You're so charismatic and kind, and you always know just what to say, even in the worst of situations. You're one of a kind, Carter. And not just because you're a rare species of shifter, either.
Thanks. I snorted as I plopped down onto the hotel bed. Surprisingly, it wasn't anywhere near as uncomfortable as it looked. It wasn't a Purple or a Tempur-Pedic or anything close, but it had just enough give to it that my ass sunk down about a quarter of an inch and was then supported by a firm set of springs. Even the comforter on the bed was fairly comfy. I could see why the other students loved to fuck on these things.
You look lonely over there. Would you like me to join you?
Old, regular human Carter would have swallowed his tongue and found several different ways to put his foot in his mouth. But I wasn't old human Carter anymore. I was something different, something more. I could shift into a panther, leap into the air, and kill men with one swipe of my massive paws. If I could do all that, then I could definitely seduce Janine Beckett. Is that even a question? I winked. I've been dreaming about this day since the first time I saw you in Anthropology 100.
It was Anthropology 220,
Janine corrected with a giggle.
But I'll let that slide.
The redhead finally released her grasp on the back of her towel, and it slid off her body from behind. My eyes were locked firmly on the top of the white square as its edge slowly traveled down Janine's neckline, and then down her cleavage, until gravity finally took over and pulled the towel away from her chest and onto the ground. I'd always taken note of Janine's perfect, perky breasts, but seeing them in all their glory was something different altogether. Each one looked amazingly supple, and gravity formed them into a wonderful teardrop shape. Her small pointed nipples were a pastel pink at the edges, and both were erect with arousal as the woman stared me down. The rest of Janine's body was just as perfect. She was covered with the signature redhead freckles all around her torso, legs, and arms, and her outy belly button sat smack dab at the center of her fit-toned stomach. Janine's hips were wider than the rest of her frame, so much so that her toned ass spilled out over her silhouette, and her thighs had a perfect gap between them. As my eyes trailed down her incredible figure, I noticed the small tuft of red pubic hair that sat atop her pelvis, just above her sweet, tender slit. The lips of Janine's labia were swollen with excitement, and I was sure her little love button was equally as aroused. Damn, was all I could mutter. I really hope you're coming to join me now. All of the blood in my body seemed to rush to my cock, which sprang to attention immediately at the sight of Janine's incredible figure. The redhead's eyes wandered back down between my legs, and she let out a slight coo when she saw me at full mast.
Somebody will be coming, all right? Probably multiple times.
Janine strutted over to the bed, and her breasts jiggled with each step she took. The archaeology student then turned and sat down on the bed beside me before she placed one of her soft hands around my neck. You've got a really good touch, you know. I teased the naked woman as I mirrored her action and put my arm around her neck. Just feeling your hand against my body calmed me down enough to turn back into a human. I wonder what it'll do this time.
Let's find out.
Janine purred, as her dark eyes looked straight into my soul.
Just promise me one thing, Carter. Promise you won't wear Panther out right in the middle of it all. You look big enough as it is, I don't know if I could handle it when you're in your beast form.
Don't worry, I'll keep it in check. It honestly shouldn't be that hard to do.
Why is that?
The redhead asked as she tilted her head. Because, I said with a grin, I'll be looking at your beautiful face the whole time, and that'll keep me calm.
Give me a break.
Janine scoffed, though she also let out an amused snort.
I know that's not all you're going to be looking at.
Guilty as charged. I pulled Janine's head toward mine, and our lips instantly locked into a passionate kiss. We both kept one hand on the back of the other's neck as our tongues tied themselves together. But at the same time, I let my free hand explore Janine's amazing body from top to bottom. I traced her soft skin down her side until I got to her bosom. Then I took a handful of her supple, full breast before I started to trace my finger around her nipple. Janine let out a satisfied groan as I moved my hand over to the other breast and repeated the action. The redhead's hand was glued firmly to my abs, where she felt around like she was digging for buried treasure. She traced each ridge of my six-pack with her index finger multiple times before she placed her warm palm against my stomach and let it all soak in. Her hand started to trail further down my body, and my cock swelled with excitement when I realized where her fingers were going. Janine wrapped her hand around my shaft firmly and gave me a soft tug. She started off very gentle and slow, but once she established a rhythm, she began to move faster and with more intensity. Oh, fuck, I growled through our kiss. You're really good at that.
I used to work out with shake weights.
Oh, Lord, she was such a nerd. But she was so fucking hot and smart that it didn't matter. Hell, she could start dirty talking to me in Klingon, and I would probably still get off. Plus, she was giving me the most pleasure I'd felt in fucking years. Each stroke of her hand sent me up into the heavens, and every single freaking nerve ending on my cock was singing in a blissful chorus. When Janine let her pinky and ring fingers slide down and started to rub around the sides of my balls, all I could do was throw my head back and try not to explode.
You like that?
Yes. I think I could come just like that if you keep doing it.
Well, that would be no fun. Not before we actually get to the good part.
Oh, give it some time. I haven't even gotten to feel you yet. As I spoke, I let my fingers move down to Janine's pussy. Her labia were as warm as a space heater, and I could feel her hot pulse as it throbbed beneath her swollen lips. So I tested the waters and slipped just the tip of my pointer finger inside. Janine's pussy was already a bit wet, but it wasn't quite ready yet. I was going to change that. I pressed my face toward Janine's as I lifted up my thumb and stroked it against her clitoris.
Oh, God.
Janine purred when I touched her sensual button.
Oh, that's it.
I made a soft circular motion with my finger as I continued to kiss the redhead, and she continued to jerk me off. Soon I felt a flood of dampness drip down from between her legs, and I knew we were ready to go. Are you ready? I asked as I pulled away from her lips and looked her dead in the eyes. All Janine did was smile and give me a small nod. The redhead then let go of my erection and stood up in front of me, and the next thing I knew, Janine pressed her hands against my chest, scooted me back a bit, and climbed up onto the bed on just her knees. My heart fluttered in my chest as the beautiful woman spread out her legs so she was straddling my cock, and then I nearly had a heart attack when she reached down and grabbed onto it. This was like a fucking dream, and it was about to get even better.
I'm ready, Carter. I want you inside of me right now.
Without another word, the sexy redhead lowered herself down onto the head of my cock, and we both let out pleasure-filled gasps as I slowly penetrated her. Janine's pussy was as soft as silk and nearly as wet as a monsoon, so at first she glided down onto me without much effort. Then she got about 3/4 of my shaft into her, and she shuddered, let go of the base of my dick, and put both her hands on my bare shoulders. Even though I wasn't fully inside of her yet, every single pleasure sensor in my body was screaming with joy. Her tight tunnel squeezed round my cock like a wet sleeve, almost as if they were freaking made for each other. My balls started to tighten as her juices dripped down onto them, and I couldn't help but get the feeling that I was in for an incredible ride. Oh, you're so tight, I groaned as Janine spasmed around me. I can't wait to be all the way inside of you. Janine just stared up at me with a downright feral look in her brown eyes.
Don't worry about that. I can take it. I've had a crush on you for such a long time.
You have?
Yes.
She sighed as she took a bit more of me inside her. I've had a crush on you, too.
Oh, I'm so glad.
The beautiful redhead leaned in and kissed me once more. But this time, she started to lift herself up and down on my cock. At first, she only went about halfway down the shaft. But every time she ground against me, she pushed down a little bit more. My hands reached around and grabbed onto her tight ass, and I began to use my leverage to help her take me all the way in. Janine threw her head back as I pushed into her deeper, and her mouth opened wide as if she wanted to scream, but all that came out were a few soft moans. "Is this a fucking dream?" I asked aloud as my eyes traveled up and down Janine's body. "Oh, you're so goddamn beautiful." Janine suddenly pursed her lips as she looked down at my chest. Then she dug her fingers into my shoulders and forced herself all the way down onto me.
Wow.
She sputtered as the head of my dick touched the deepest parts of her tunnel.
Feels so good. Oh, you're so hard, deep inside of me.
And it feels like you've got a fucking death grip on my cock. Oh, fuck me, you're so tight.
Okay.
Janine growled, and then she gave me a soft kiss on the cheek as she lifted up again. Okay, what? I gulped.
You said fuck me.
Janine winked.
So I'm going to.
Before I could even answer, the redhead forced herself down onto me as far as she could. Then she bit her bottom lip as she lifted herself back up to the very edge of my erection, paused at the top, and went down again. This time, when I felt Janine's firm ass press against my balls, I just about exploded. There was a tight, warm sensation in my abdomen, but I was going to fight it for as long as I possibly could. Or at least until I got Janine to come, whichever came first. But then Janine started to get creative with her moves, and I wasn't sure how much longer I was going to last. The beautiful redhead and I made out as she ground her pelvis against mine and made soft, circular movements with her hips. Her tight tunnel was now gripping me like a vice, and both of our moans started to grow shorter and in more rapid succession. I think I'm almost there, I finally warned.
I am too. Oh, you're so fucking thick that I don't think I can last much Oh, Carter!
Janine slammed down onto my cock until I bottomed out again, and she whipped her head back as she screamed. The woman's fingernails dug into my chest as her pussy spasmed and quivered, and a tingling sensation crept up into my balls. Oh, shit! I sighed as I realized I was about to climax.
Please! Oh, come inside me, please! I want to feel you pour into me. I want to feel you fill me up.
Oh, fuck! I groaned at her words. Oh, this was it. There was no holding back now. When a woman tells a man to climax inside of her, it would take an amazing amount of willpower to resist. Especially when it was the hottest woman I knew, and I had a crush on her. I used one hand to grab onto Janine's ass, and I held her in place as I pulled her in for another kiss. As I did so, the coil in my stomach snapped. I felt my balls pulsate as I let out a powerful, guttural moan, and then my whole body went rigid. Every single muscle inside of me tensed up as the warm sensation washed over me, and my vision started to tunnel as I unloaded my warm seed into Janine and painted the walls of her womb with my love. She may have already come, but Janine seemed to be totally into me filling her up as she ran her hands through my hair and let out a few soft groans.
That's right.
She gasped as her body shivered and spasmed on my exploding cock.
Fill me up, Carter.
Her dirty talk somehow gave me a second wind, and I let out another gasp as I sprayed even more of my cum inside of her. Our climaxes seemed to last for a good minute or five, but then we both began to descend down from the metaphorical mountaintop as we gasped for breath. I felt lightheaded as my balls finally sprayed the last bit of their juices into the sexy nerd's welcoming pussy, and I laid back onto the bed with a dull thud. I watched as Janine slowly pulled herself off of me, and then I saw a bit of my creamy seed dribble down her legs as she rolled over. Oh, holy fucking shit. That was incredible.
Oh, we're not done yet. I want you to show me those primal instincts of yours.
What? I thought you said you didn't want me to do that.
I don't want you to transform. I want you to let your animal side take over just enough so you can get that killer instinct. Think of it as a training exercise.
Best training ever. I think I might need some help with that, I said as I nodded to my penis. You kind of took it all out of me with... Before the words were even out of my mouth, Janine flipped herself over so she was parallel with my body on the bed. She looked up at me with a glint in her eyes as she took the base of my cock in her hands, and then she let her tongue flop out of her mouth. Ugh, no way. Janine ran her warm, soft mouth up the sides of my shaft, and I felt a powerful new sensation in my manhood. She traced each of my balls with her tongue before she gave them a gentle suck and then returned to the main course. Obviously, it didn't take long for me to get hard again. Once Janine saw my erection was returning, she opened her mouth wide and shoved my cock inside. She only got a bit of it in, but that was all it was going to take. My insides quivered as she sucked on my penis, and within seconds I was fully hard again.
There,
Janine said, with a small shrug, as she inspected my dick.
Good as new. Now, Carter, I want you to fuck me like an animal.
I didn't know if it was her words or if it was the fact that my mind was in a complete state of euphoria right now, but something snapped deep inside of me. A strange tingling sensation rose up from my stomach and overtook my entire body, and then my brain started to see red. I shook my head and tried to focus on nothing but Janine. I thought about her warm features and cute little freckles and the insane session we'd just had, and as I thought about the beautiful woman, the sensation began to calm until it was nothing but a dull throb in my stomach. That was close. Now, where were we?
Carter, your eyes, they're glowing.
I glanced over at the window, and sure enough, my irises were glowing an emerald green. The rest of my body was still human, though, and I felt like I was in the right state of mind. You wanted me to go primal, I growled as I looked into the beautiful redhead's eyes. Well, you got it. Something suddenly took over my brain, something almost instinctual. I knew what I had to do to satisfy this woman once more and to give her the pleasure she truly deserved. Without warning, I stood to my knees, grabbed Janine around the waist, and flipped her over so she was on her knees with her cum-dripping pussy presented to me.
Oh!
She gasped at the sudden movement, but then she let out a groan.
Are you gonna fuck me again?
I'm gonna fuck you until we both can't walk, I warned, and I realized my voice sounded more throaty than usual. My eyes stared right at Janine's ass as she held it in the air. It was round, supple, and perfectly toned, to the point that I could probably bounce a quarter off of it if I wanted to. Much like the rest of her body, Janine's ass had adorable freckles all over its skin, and her pussy lips looked even more inviting from behind, especially with a bit of my cream dripping out from between them. Beautiful. I growled as I grabbed Janine's waist on both sides and guided myself into her. My cock spasmed with glee when her tight, wet tunnel wrapped around it again, and this time I was extra sensitive. But I didn't care about any of that. All I wanted to do was pleasure my woman. Janine let out a few soft whimpers as I pushed myself all the way inside of her until I bottomed out against her womb. Then she looked back over me with her soft eyes and a sly grin, which only made me even more turned on. I pulled myself out of Janine all the way, and then thrust back in with a hard slap. Her pussy quivered around me when I entered her again, and Janine buried her face into the mattress as she let out a long, happy groan. Do you like that?
Yes,
she mewled, so I continued on with my pattern. I went slow for a few pumps, and then I let the primal instincts completely take over. I leaned over Janine, shoved my cock all the way up inside of her, and went deeper into her than I ever had into any woman.
Oh, Carter!
She practically screamed into the comforter.
You're so fucking deep.
That's the point, I growled, and then I pulled out again. I did a few strong, powerful thrusts into Janine, and each time she responded with a whimper and a gasp. Then I increased my pace, and I was soon ramming in and out of her like a jackhammer. Her tight ass jiggled with each move I made, and I was pushing into her so hard that her entire body jerked forward every time I entered. Janine's fingers dug into the sides of the mattress as I fucked her from behind, and all the while the tingling sensation returned to my abdomen. Before long, Janine's pussy began to quiver, and she whipped her head up off the bed. She opened her mouth to speak, but all that came out were a few sensual, aggressive moans.
Keep going,
Janine said as she looked over her shoulder.
Oh, shit! Carter!
The redhead slammed her face into the pillow and screamed as loudly as she could. Thankfully, the pillow muffled the sound, but it was still loud enough to shake the entire bed. Her velvet tunnel was now a fucking vice around my cock, and I felt myself nearing the edge of climax. I thrust it into Janine 6 more times before finally I couldn't take it anymore. I grabbed onto her waist, pulled her back onto my cock as far as she could go, and unloaded. My vision flashed with each pulsing spurt I shot into her, and my balls felt like they were on fire. I moaned intensely as I held Janine in place and unloaded every drop of my warm cum into her warm, accepting womb, and I never wanted this moment to end. However, I eventually stopped orgasming and looked down at my lover. Her ass was completely red from where my pelvis had been slamming into her, and when I checked on my pubic area, it was just as flushed. Ah, fucking hell, I whistled as I pulled out of Janine and plopped onto the bed beside her. I didn't hurt you, did I?
No.
Janine cooed into the bed.
Exactly the opposite. I've never been fucked like that before, and I want to do it again. Not right now, though. I don't think my body could handle it. Oh, I came so many times, I totally lost count. Fuck.
Glad I could please you.
There's like not even a word that comes close to how I'm feeling. My head is spinning and I'm still.
Janine's pussy suddenly tightened around me as she had a final orgasm, and I held her in place as she rode it out on my cock. Then, when she seemed to relax, I lowered her lower body down onto the mattress and then flipped her over so she could face me. I wrapped my arm around her shoulder and pulled her against my bare chest, all while Janine sighed happily.
I think that was just what we needed,
the redhead said as she drew little circles on my chest with her finger.
We've both had a stressful day.
Nah, I snorted and waved my hand. We only spent several hours in the library getting nowhere, and then we had a bunch of crazy cultists try to cut out our hearts and kill us with magic. I'd say that's a pretty normal day to me.
I hate to say it, Carter, but that might be the new normal for us. Getting caught up in the occult is never an easy thing, nor is it a safe one.
I just wish I'd had a choice. I didn't even know anything about the paranormal or the occult until those guys bagged me. I could have lived my whole life without knowing I was a werepanther.
Not true.
Janine shook her head.
You maybe could have put off unleashing your powers for a few more years, but they'd eventually come out. And the OLG doesn't care if you're a man, woman, or child. If they suspect you're a threat to their glorious god Khonsu, then they will kill you.
Speaking of child, I gulped as realization set in. We kind of just dove into it there. Is there a chance you'll be...
Oh, I'm a woman in college who's hyper-focused on her studies. I'm on the pill, though, I won't be forever.
Are you suggesting that we have werepanther babies together? I asked with a tilt of my head.
No!
Janine retorted, but a red flush crawled across her cheeks and down her neck.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see where this all goes from here. I really like you, Carter. I get these butterflies in my stomach when you're around me. I've never felt that way about anyone or anything, really, except for my research.
You are so damn adorable, I chuckled as I reached over to brush her red hair from her beautiful face. I really like you, too. Honestly, I don't care where we go from here. Right now, I just want to lay here with you by my side and try to get a good night's sleep.
Nothing sounds better right now, Carter.
Janine sighed, and then she nestled into my chest.
We can worry about researching more in the morning.
I kissed her on the forehead before I looked up at the ceiling and began to think about what laid ahead. We didn't have anywhere near the amount of research we needed. Sure, Janine had already found a lot of answers, but even with my help, we still had so many questions, which meant we needed to go back to the library and see if we could find out anything more about my condition, or the men who were after us. Of course, with the Order of the Lunar God still on the prowl, and probably even more pissed off than usual, I was sure they would be waiting for us in some capacity. It was right out of the frying pan and then into the fire. But that could wait. For now, I wanted to revel in the fact Carter freaking Hatfield had just made love to Janine Beckett. And I knew this wouldn't be the last time, either.